I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché. You go right, you go
right, you go left, you go right. Yeah, there we go. Look who's back in studio. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy.
Monday.
The stars of Touché.
Here again, here at last.
Our great segment we do every Monday at 7:30 here.
It's been for, how long has it been?
It's been a couple weeks since you and I
have been together. Yeah. It's been quite, yeah.
It's good to see both of you. Thanks for being here. Of course, Dave and Chris, both a Democrat and a Republican, are ready to spar over the issues of the day, both nationally and here in the state of Illinois. But why don't we start at the national level? Why don't we start with the budget and tax reform? We saw this story. I mean, there's a lot. Today, the news was completely dominated by reaction to what happened in Niger, to everything down the line from how Trump
We've got to talk about Rauner.
Well, we're going to. We're going to. But I think the bigger story to me is tax reform. Where are we on this? Because I've seen it both ways, that this is a done deal.
Dave, you oppose tax reform.
It's a done deal, but also at the same time, if it doesn't get done, it's trouble.
Big, bold program. You need 51 votes to get it through the Senate. It's going to fly through the United States House of Representatives. And I think it's going to unleash the U.S. economy. I think it's going to unleash the economy. And frankly, this one, I never said this about healthcare. I believe this one is going to get done. It's going to get signed, and it is going to unleash the economy, and we are going to have a bang up 2018.
Dave.
You know, Justin, everything old is new again. And I noticed the other day, Donald Trump sent out a tweet in which he said that he quoted Arthur Laffer. Trickle-down economics.
No, he's not.
Yes, he absolutely was. He's inventor of the Laffer Curve.
Exactly.
Can
wrong.
You actually let me speak? He quoted Reagan's economist, Arthur Laffer, and said, a Democrat would be a fool to turn down these tax cuts. And here's the thing. When this was all starting, it was about, quote, tax reform. You were going to restructure the U.S. tax code. Now it's just tax cuts.
That's not true. We've seen this again and again.
And by the way, the trickle-down economics doesn't unleash the U.S. economy. It never has. It never will. You put money in the hands of middle-class people, that's how you unleash the economy.
Well, we'll see.
We've seen several times.
No, I'm sorry, David. You forget your basic course in economics. There's something called national income accounting. There's consumer spending, government spending, receipts from exports. Yeah, you fall asleep. You never learned economics. You fell asleep in class. And there is, most importantly, business investment. This is going to repatriate. I think forward-looking Democrats like John Delaney from Maryland, for instance, have devoted a lot of time to studying this issue of expatriated earnings overseas that are not coming back
by
American companies
that
throughout 8 years of Obama, they could never get it together to figure out a way to get that money back here and go to work for the American economy. David doesn't care because he likes government dependence.
You are conflating again.
No, I'm
not. If you want to talk about repatriation, you'll get bipartisan agreement by Democrats and Republicans.
Excuse me,
but that is not the highlight of this plan. The highlight of this plan is a massive tax cut for the wealthy.
So you say it's a $4,000 tax cut for the average American taxpaying family. And number two about tax reform, you are going to see something between 87.3 and 91.9% of all filers, and there are only about, 60% of American families who file, but of those, almost all are going to get down to one page, if not a postcard. But I do want to go back to this trillions of dollars. Delaney, very thoughtful, very serious, very successful guy, pegged this at about $3 trillion that's overseas. It may be as much as more than $5 trillion. It hasn't come back. David wants to say it's a tax cut. In fact, it is reform because we are changing our entire corporate structure to bring that money back and go to work for the American worker.
Who loses in this? Because to listen to Chris, everybody's going to get tax cut. We're all going to get our money back and the economy's going to go wild. But I've seen more and more articles about middle class not getting the pay that your deductions are a huge part, especially when it comes to being able to deduct your property taxes, local state. It almost feels like a poke in the eye to blue states, big cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A.
Well, first, let's be clear about one thing. There is no plan yet, per se. There are concepts. There are trial balloons that get floated out. So, for example, last Friday, a trial balloon was floated out that we're going to cut down the amount of money that could be put into 401ks from $18,000 a year to $2,400 a year. That would devastate middle-class families. There was a huge uproar. It was instantly, and Donald Trump today said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. So he's
putting the trial balloon out.
Yeah,
to see
they're throwing
sticks,
all kinds of trial balloons on, see what sticks. One of the ones that you were referring to.
Did you want it to go to 24, or did you want it to stay?
No.
Okay, so what are you upset about? What the heck are you upset about?
I'm upset
because he's not doing it, and you're trying to act like he's wrong.
In Congress, only focuses on the wealthy.
You know, you cannot find your way through an economic conversation.
What are you talking about?
You just said you don't. You said you didn't want it to happen. It's not happening.
Yeah,
and
but
he,
it's kind of what he wanted.
Why is he upset?
Oh, my God. Through the Looking Glass.
You owe me an ice cream.
Ladies
cone.
And gentlemen, welcome to Through the Looking Glass with Chris Roebling. This is the problem. Republicans'
really
motivations are all about helping the wealthy. It's
untrue,
not about helping the
untrue.
Middle class.
If this does that,
what happened to the Republican fiscal conservatives? Because when fiscal conservatism would say you don't add $1.5 trillion to the deficit, Mick Mulvaney, the ultimate fiscal conservative, is now like,
what's amazing is these half-baked arguments have been in the oven so long, they're still only half-baked. Now, I want to tell you.
Yes, trickle-down economics, half-baked.
David, what I am going to tell you is this. You have,
I'm waiting.
Well,
All of WGN listeners in 38 states are waiting for your brilliance.
We are reducing the number of tax brackets. We are easing the tax burden on people. We're making it easier to file. If anybody wants to, you ask who's going to lose out.
Yeah.
I mean, the H&R Blocks, God bless him, you know, Henry Block and his brother and all
that
these other.
That industry is going to be.
That whole industry is going to be devastated because this is going to pass. And notwithstanding David's purely political and anti-economic results. No, I mean, this. And by the way, 1986 was not bad. But 1981 was fantastic, and we are going to see this.
Which is
why
Reagan increased taxes 8 more times after that because he cut them too far.
God, David,
David Lundy,
these
Chris Roebling.
No, I'm sorry. The fact is, the Democrats pledged on paper in public to cut spending, and they and Reagan believed them. And they welched.
Please.
The Touche 1983 version we've got going on right here. Dave and Chris, let's take a quick break. Come back. You want to do local?
Rauner.
Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy in studio. We are talking politics as we do every Monday night here. We never stopped during the break either.
We didn't stop.
No, we didn't.
Folks watching on the little cam, do those work?
WGNradio.com.
On the commercials?
No, they don't work on the commercials. Oh. They would have seen heated arguments between the two of you.
Yeah. No. Right. I mean, okay. So
and Chris is still wrong.
What's your book there?
For later. I've got Chef Chris Cosentino in. So good. It's about offal. It's about eating organs. All right, let's get to Rauner. Today he announces his reelection. He's on the tour. He's talking about rooting out corruption in Springfield and bringing change to the climate in Springfield. Acting as if the last 4 years haven't happened.
So, oh, my God. It is so sad. You know, on corruption, I mean, just take one look at this whole Nancy Kimmy scandal. But forget about that. I had the privilege of writing something for PrairieStateWire.com.
Dan Prof propaganda arm.
Prairie State Wire. Dan Prof had nothing to do with me writing this. I wrote it on my own. I don't know what the hell you're talking. Once again, a false statement from Dave Lundy.
No, Dan Prof owns Prairie State Wire and 23 other propaganda.
Sorry, what did you write, Chris?
I wrote a statement that Rauner's damaged goods, that he lied to everybody over HB 40, that he came down on the wrong side of a variety of issues, such as transgender birth certificates, such as sanctuary state, such as his personification of the problems of the state of Illinois in the individual Michael Madigan, as opposed to advancing a sound legislative strategy to try to win on something somewhere and put some proverbial points on the board. And I don't think that he has enough, really, to justify running. And in fact, I think he's done so poorly with the Republican base, he cannot win in November of 2018.
I've heard this a couple times today, and I don't know if I necessarily believe it, this idea that conservative Republicans in the state of Illinois will turn their back at the general election. If Bruce Rauner gets through any sort of primary challenge, that they would pick politics over party in this case, and that they would turn their back and just not show up to the polls to support Governor Rauner. That sounds
unlikely. State over party.
I think that there will be a lot of conservatives who do skip the ballot. I mean, I will tell you that there, in 1998, I could not vote for our party's nominee, Glenn Pichard, and I could not vote for George Ryan because I knew he was a crook. So I literally skipped the race and just voted in everything else. It's not that I didn't vote. I just didn't vote for that
And your
race.
Guy lost. Pichard lost.
He did lose. And so
thing is coming
up. I think that there is going to be an element of that. But the idea that that Jeannie Ives is going to beat Bruce Rauner in a primary, I think, is ridiculous. It's not going to happen. I think that if anybody actually challenges him ultimately in a primary, it's just going to be a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. They'll get 30%, just like T.O. Hardeman got 30% when he ran against Pat Quinn 4 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand the betrayal on SB 40. But the other stuff you're talking about, I mean, he didn't run as a conservative Republican. He ran.
No,
as
he
a
ran
moderate.
Saying, "I have no social agenda and I will harm neither side." That's what he said, and he didn't serve that way. And I believe all sides are pretty much upset with him over that. But most importantly, he hasn't improved anything. He had great promise as a, you know, not a hedge, as a private equity sort of master
investor,
of the
yeah.
universe
yeah,
type
right,
guy.
Right, right.
And he had great sort of promise for understanding the dynamics of our budget disaster after 12 years of unrestricted Democratic rule in which nothing was done to improve the state. Everybody was just paying off the unions who run the Democratic Party. And so he comes in and says,
it's the name of the party platform.
I understand how to fix Illinois because I'm a finance guy. He gets in there and within about, 38 minutes of taking the oath of office, he says all of the problems in Illinois begin and end with Mike Madigan, which was, you know, petty and personal and utterly political. And it was non-policy oriented. And the whole point on our side of the aisle is there are a lot of different, better policies that are being instituted in Wisconsin, in Indiana, in Michigan, in Iowa, all over the country. Illinois falls farther and farther behind because there are no proponents of those in the governor's office. And because our governor then compounds that problem by personalizing everything. And so I disagree with David. I mean, I agree with him about November, but I don't think Rauner will make it to November. I think Jeannie Ives beats Rauner on announcement.
Yeah, wow. I don't. But look, let's be clear about something. Bruce Rauner, I agree with Chris. Bruce Rauner is a failed governor. Bruce Rauner came into town. He attacked all unions, not just public employee unions, which united the union movement in the state like it hasn't been united before. And then he personalized everything to Madigan, and he got literally nothing done, which is why his video that his announcement video today, which is beautiful, pretty pictures, a lot of great visuals, by the way, many of which were copied from the video he did 4 years ago. But he says in the punchline of the video is that, you know, and that's why I'm here to fight. It's as if he hasn't been in office for 3 years. It's like it's his first go at it. And it's like, yeah, you're fighting. That's all you're doing. You're not getting anything done.
I will ask the question, how powerful is the message that Madigan caused this mess? I mean, do Republican voters say, yeah, I don't want to. I mean, the one constant that's been there for 10, 15, 25 years has been Mike Madigan.
Yeah,
do Republicans
say,
it doesn't matter if it's Bruce Brown. It doesn't matter who it is.
You know,
try to get him out.
There are some activists in the party who are going after 9 or 10 seats in the Illinois House of Representatives where they think they might be able to win enough of those seats to depose Mike Madigan. I wish them luck. I hope they win. I'm not sure. I think it's whenever you do one of these 9-seat deals, it's you might end up winning 6 or 7, but it's very tough to win all of them?
Particularly in 2018 when Democratic voters in the state of Illinois, which is we are more Democratic than Republican, really want to stick it to Trump and they really want to stick it to Republicans. So there's a huge headwind for Republicans going into the 2018 elections, and that's going to have an effect with state reps and state senators up and down the ballot.
So the Madigan thing, I think, was always petty. It was always personal, and it was never policy-based. He didn't turn it into a policy discussion. He kept it at some sort of personal thing.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, I like when we talk about Trump. You guys get more fired up. Rauner, you're on the same page. That's never fun. That's not what Touche is all about.
Come on.
Sorry. Come on. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, Touche. Good to see you guys.
See you.